All right, so going through the pshat and mem gimel amel. So seyor yisaref v'nos nolfnei kalbo. So the Gemara says that's a contradiction. So it means like this: Rabbi Meir seyor according to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Yehuda has to be burned. Aser ba'anah. So what's nos nolfnei? And Rabbi Meir seyor is hichsifu panav, right? Rabbi Yehuda seyor is karnei chagavim. So Rabbi Meir is what? Is more chama. Correct. Rabbi Meir is more chama. Because the hichsifu panav comes before karnei chagavim. So at the point that Rabbi Yehuda would hold, it's what? It's matzah. Rabbi Meir would say it's seyor. Right. So that's what it means. V'nos no lefnei kalbo. Did I just say it backwards? No. Okay. The Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda. Right? In other words, so Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you can take Rabbi Meir's Seor and use it. Why is it a kalbo? I don't know. Good question, right?
You could have just said you could eat it.
You could have just said eat it. Who's going to eat raw dough again? All right, whatever.
I saw someone says that it's us.
Right. So this is Midaraisa, Filu Achila Shari. Yeah. Midarabonon Aser. What is Aser? I mean, even Yechsif upon of Midarabonon is Aser, sorry. Okay, go ahead. And that what? You get Malkus if you eat what? Each one's own. If you eat Seor, according to Rabbi Meir, you get Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda is not chayav Malkus. Right? Go ahead. Let's see Rashi. So go ahead. Okay. So Rashi explains the two categories. One is chametz dagan gomor. That means you started that with pure chametz. Bread. Took bread, right? And then it was mixed in to another min, and it's no longer visible. It's no longer visible. It's no longer in its original form, in its original state. That's shenimuach. It dissolved. Right? That's chametz shenis arev. That's taravas. Good. That's chametz dog gomor de taravas. And what's nuksha? Inami.
Chametz nuksha ra.
So nuksha means it's bad. But it's ban, right? So who holds that on these two? What does it mean it's bad? So what are the cases of nuksha? Let's just review the cases quickly. Forget about takshit and nashim. Let's review the cases of nuksha quickly. What do you have? You have a melon shel tabochin. No, is that the right? Is that the first one? No, zumen shel tzavoyim. Is that that's nuksha? Yeah. So what is that? I wasn't clear on that. Was it? So they soak bran in water and then use it for dyeing. Right? Subin is bran. Some sort of bran thing. Okay, so that's one. May Subin. The other one is what? A melon shel tabochim. Yeah, that's the interesting case. So what is it? Pas tevuah shlo hivya shlish. It's pas from wheat that is immature. Right? Now, shemenicha alpikadeira v'sho'evas hazuma. So what do they do with this bread? They use it not for eating, but to sop up the filth of the pot. Right? Yeah. What does Rashi say? Is there Rashi on this? No. Huh? Okay. So this one is like a bread. It's like a bread. I think the Ram say, he doesn't say that, I think in the period, he doesn't say they bake it, he says they dry it. Whatever it is. It's sitting there, it's a dough that is sitting for a long time. But so why is it not just bread? Why is it not just bread? Apparently it's a very inferior form of of bread. It's the materials he's starting out with are inferior, and it doesn't make a good food.
Nothing really to do with the pot.
Doesn't have anything to do with the pot. No. It's even before you put it on the pot. It's just this type of, it's this type of bread. They use it for this function because it's really not good for eating. But it's essentially a dough. It's essentially a dough that's not fit for eating. And the last one is a glue, right? Last one is a glue. So, in other words, it has the physical, physically it's what? Physically it is chametz, right? That's what it seems. Physically it's chametz, but it's not really in the realm of food. It's like I was telling Sprung, it's like you ever have, like Play-Doh. You ever make Play-Doh as a kid? So it's basically flour and water. Well, food coloring maybe. I think a lot of salt. Flour, water, and a lot of salt. So that would be like a nuksha kind of a thing. A stavar. I'm not saying any psak here, but that type of a thing. It's basically flour and water, right? But it's made in a way that's not really good for eating. That type of phenomenon. Okay, so those are the three in the Mishnah. And then you have with that Seor. Seor is what? It's also, it has chimutz in it, right? It has the beginning of chimutz. But it's not in the realm right now of ochel. It's not fully in the realm of ochel. Nobody would eat it at this point. Right? Seems that way. That's the way Rashi says. Shalom Eschem is called Tzorko. And apparently it's not good at that point. So anyway, so those are the two categories. Chometz, Dagon, Gomor, that's Nimuach. The full-fledged Chometz that's no longer has its own independent shame. Right? And when we said yesterday, it's talking about it's less than the Kezayas B'Gedei Achilas Pras. So it doesn't exist as an Ochel. Because it's not capable of a Maisa Achila. Maisa Achila is a Kezayas B'Gedei Achilas Pras. Or Chometz Nuksha, which is Be'en, but it's deficient. It's deficient in its... qualitatively it's deficient. Right? Could say... Yeah, go ahead.
We say Be'en.
So who holds that both of these are Belav? Right, Muzharan. Who holds that both of these cases are Muzharan al-Achiloso Belav? Right? That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the Tanu who holds that both of these are Asur and Belav. Right, so the Mishnah has the Rashi showing you that these are the two cases in the Mishnah, because the Sheikhar and the Kutach are basically Chameit, that's Nazarev. Go ahead. I don't know why Rashi jumps to Tachshit Enoshim. Because that's the case that's a machlokas in the Mishnah. Right? But anyway, I guess it's clear from that case that it's Be'en. I don't know. Why does he take Tachshit Enoshim? I know, but that's a machlokas in the Mishnah. Tachshit Enoshim. The Zuma, no, whether it's Asur at all. Yeah, but wouldn't be happy to, aren't we looking, we're not looking for Rabbi Eliezer. We're looking for the Tanna Kamma. It's a question. Go ahead. Right, so it says, no, it's Zeklal. Yeah, Harei Elu Bazhara. Right, all of these are Bazhara. Okay. Go ahead. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda is saying that we found it in this Brisa. Okay, what's the Brisa saying? Go ahead, say or. Okay, so it comes out, we'll go through all the complications of the Mishnah, but it comes out that what? What comes out of this whole Brisa? That Rabbi Meir holds what? that you chayev malchus on nuksha, right? Right? Yeah. And apparently Rabbi Yehuda does not, right? Rabbi Yehuda says you're not chayev, you don't get malchus. We're looking for the one who also get malchus, right? They both have Seyar, and they both say Yisarif. But it's only Rabbi Meir who says you get malchus for eating it. So he's our man.
They both agree that whatever they say is Seyar is Moksha.
Yeah. Go ahead. So Alma Shmoinan Leil, the Rabbi Meir, just Lechadam and Itarti. So we were looking for two things. What were we looking for? We were looking for Taroves and Nuksha. And what did we find? Nuksha. So why is Rabbi Yehuda happy? He's only half successful. Go ahead.
The Nuksha,
who? Okay, stop. So that's why it's Nuksha, because why it does have chametz, but it's not royal achila yet. And Rashi's giving you a parenthetical other thing. And it's also not considered se'or. Right? V'lo gomar ulahachmetz isos. I'm sorry. V'ulahachmetz isos acheros kis'or nami lo chazi. So it doesn't fit into any of the deraisa categories of the primary categories. Primary categories are chametz and se'or. Chametz is what? Is what? Is what? Is edible, right? Chametz is a type of a food. Chametz is a type of a food. And Seor is a type of a catalyst, right? A starter. So the Nuksha doesn't fit into any category in the Torah. Any of the basic categories. It's not Gomar, Lo Gomar, so it's not Roy Lachila, really. But it's also not sour enough to make other things rise, right? V'komer b'lav, but Rabbi Meir nonetheless says it's over b'lav. Go ahead.
V'komer b'lav, the culture can come to gomer, right? They tarodus.
Now that's what Rashi is explaining. How does Rabbi Yehuda claim to have found the Tana of the Mishnah when he only found Rabbi Meir who says Nuksha? Well, now our Mishnah is Nuksha and Taroves. Go ahead. That's right. It's based on Rabbi Yehuda's Svara, that he holds that Taroves is more Chomer than Nuksha. Right, so since if I have a Tana that says Nuksha is Asur, then Kol Shekein Tarovus is Asur. That's his Svar. Right, so since he holds Nuksha, that Tarovus is more Chomor. So once you see that the Rabbi Meir says Nuksha is Asur, Rabbi Meir must hold Tarovus is Asur. Go ahead.
The high law of the Nuksha, Nafkolei Mikol Makmat says Losafelo.
And where does Rabbi Meir know that Nuksha is Asur from? If it's not in the category of Chametz or Se'or, he must derive it from Kol, even though there's no Gemara that says that. Gemara never represents Rabbi Meir's position. But since we know that Kol is used for a Riboy, you must say that Rabbi Meir held that the Riboy is for Nuksha. Right? So that's how it comes out, according to Rabbi Meir. Kol machmetzes lo sochelu comes to include nuksha and taroves, right? Even nuksha. Comes to include even nuksha. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Rabbi Meir. Why? Because he found a brice that says Rabbi Meir holds Nuksha's Asr. And he holds the Chomets Dagon Gomor de Tarovis is Chomer Tvei Nuksha. Right? So it's the old Kal v'Chomer. If I can show you that the Kal is Asr, then the Chomer is Asr. Okay? Now, but Rav Nachman holds the other way. Rav Nachman holds what? That is not Rabbi Meir. That is not Rabbi Meir. Why? Why is yours not Rav Meir?
Hold on.
Yeah. Go ahead. Rav Nachman says, why? It's not appropriate to ask why in Rav Nachman. Yeah, I'm sorry. Retract the question. Go ahead. Rav Nachman says... Now you have to be careful. It's not the same Rav Eliezer in our Mishnah. Right? That's what Tosa says in the Mishnah. Right? Right. You've got to change one of them to a Lazar. It's up to you. Tosas gives you the choice. Doesn't really, doesn't care. Okay. Mekach nir adegoris Rebbe Elazar b'chad minayu. Oh, must nisa da b'braisa? One of them. Everybody seems to call the braisa Rebbe Eliezer. Right? No? The other way around? All right, whatever. Go ahead.
The Tanya. Achomet dogen gomor anush karis. Al yirubo b'lav.
Oh, yeah, so what do you have? You have a brisa that says, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you do what? Chometz Dagon Gomor is Anush Kares, but Ali Ruvo is Bilav. Rashi, Ali Ruvo Bilav. That's right. Which Lav is it? Not the Lav of Chometz, right? Not the same Lav as Chometz. But a riboy, kol machmetzes. Go ahead.
Is that the same? Is that the same choice? Ali ruvo below.
Now the rabbanon hold no. The chametz dogon gomor is on his kares, and iruvo is nothing. No iser derais on iruvo. No separate lav on iruvo. It's not under the original lav, and there's no new lav. Go ahead. Mishmoinim like the Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Nachman says the opposite. Since I found a Tana that holds Tarovus is Asur, then certainly Nuksha is Asur. So it must be Rabbi Eliezer. Go ahead. My time is my Rav Nachman. My time with Omar Karav Yehuda. Now take a look at the Rashi's. Rav Nachman Savalei Nuksha Beinei Chama Michama Is Gomer Aide Taros. So that's the machlokas. That's basically machlokas. Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. Right, Meir? Not Rabbi. We had a discussion before. Yep. So, Rav Yehuda is an Amora. Rabbi Yehuda would be the time. Right. But basically, in the Talmud Bavli, Anyhow, so what's the machlokas? You want to go through the rest of the. Right. In other words, the Nagma says, Tanya Kavasi the Rabbi Yehuda. What does it mean, Tanya Kavasi Rav Yehuda? We're going to see that what? We're going to see that. We're going to see that Rav Meir is a Tana of our Mishnah? No, not directly. We're going to see that Chometz Dagon Gomor Yidei Taroves is Chomer Minuksha. That's what we're going to see. Right? That's what we're looking for. We're looking for which is Chomer. If I know which is chamor, then if I can show you that someone holds the cow, then they'll hold the chamor. Right? In other words, in order for Rabbi Yehuda's hypothesis that Rabbi Meir is a Tana of the Mishnah to work out, it has to be that chametz dagon gomor yidei taroves is chamor minuksha. So therefore, when Rabbi Meir says nuksha is aser, of course taroves is aser. Right? So go ahead. So the Gemara says we found a brisa that corroborates Rav Yehuda's theory that gomor that taroves is chomor. Go ahead. Okay. So the brisa says that kol machmetzes. What's kol machmetzes? That includes the taroves cases, right? That includes taroves. You might think that you're Anush Kares. What's the Yochel? What's the Yochel? Now it's just included on the original Chometz. Right? You have an Isser Chometz. Now you have a ribuy of kol. And on the and on chametz is nisakaris. So you might say it basically steps it up. Right? Steps it up. It includes everything into chametz. That's what you would say. Talmud Lomar, what? Ki kol ochel chametz v'nechuso. Right? Kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Not only chametz, but on kol machmetzes, on all kinds of chametz, you can't eat. Correct? But when it comes to kares, it says, ki kol ochel chametz v'nechuso. Right? It doesn't say ki kol ochel kol chametz v'nechuso. Right? So, al chametz dogon gomor onish kares v'al ruvu b'lav. As he was, what actually? Yeah. So this brisa only includes, Rashi explains, the tarovis cases. And the tarovis cases are what? They're what? Bnei achila. They're bnei achila shasiyah. But zumon, amelon, and kolon, those are nuksha. Ho will v'lav bnei achila ninu lotaninu. So this brisa. This brisa says kol machmetzas lo sochelu. Kol is including, is expanding. And what did it come to include? Only the outer lying, and only the chametz that's roi l'achilu shasiyah. Only the chametz that doesn't, for some reason, doesn't fit into the main category, right? But it still is roi l'achilu shasiyah. But it excluded nuksha. And Rashi explains why. Why? Ho will v'lav v'nei achila ninu. Right? Now, it says, v'hainu kid Rav Yehuda. Domer mode hoya Rabbi Eliezer bin nuksha b'enei dipotter. Now, this is a proof to Rav Yehuda. Why? Because why? Because now you have somebody who holds Tarovis is usher and Nuksha is not. Right? Now you have somebody who holds Tarovis is usher and Nuksha is not.
Why can't you apply the same koshkin?
So why can't you apply have this the same koshkin as the last brisa and say that what?
That it only stated in terms of Tarovis because Nuksha's. Because we could deduce
Nuksha. Okay, that's Tosa's question. Right? So that's the Ben Zimon's Tosa's question. So maybe why can't Rav Nachman come back and say no? The reason why he didn't say Nuksha in the Brisa is because it's the Koshkin. Right? So he says, Yeshlomer di Koshkin hu Havale Lemisni. No, Punkfakir. If it's a Koshkin, it should have said it. Why? Lashmin and the Leis Beikaris. Because since Rabbi Yehuda, since Rav Nachman holds, Nuksha is worse, and I'm telling you, Tarovis is usher, you might think Nuksha is just regular chametz. So according to Rav Nachman, it would have to have Nuksha in there. It would have to have Nuksha in there to tell you it's not fully chametz. Since it's telling you Tarovis is usher, but not fully chametz, and I know there's something that's worse than tarovis. Maybe that's fully chametz.
So why can't you answer the deduction on Rav Meir?
Because Rav Meir wasn't coming to discuss that. He was just defining seyer. He was not coming to darshan psukim. Rabbi Eliezer is darshaning psukim, right? And he's telling you what the pasuk is. He's explaining from the psukim the full scope of the Isser Chametz. Right? Rav Meir just was discussing a particular case of when the Issa is rising, what point what you're allowed to do with it at that point.
Hey, but doesn't that mean the end of Rashi?
Right. Now, it was according to Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah is where Rav Meir is laying out the halachic landscape. Right? He's showing you the halachic, the Shulchan Aruch over here. So he made it very clear that Chametz Gomor is Kares, Nuksha and Tarovis are Balav. Okay? We just can figure out that it's him because we see by the Seyor case that he holds Nuksha as Usher. And I hold Tarovas is worse than Nuksha. So now I know that Reb Meir definitely holds Tarovas and Nuksha are Usher. Right? And I have a Tana here in the Mishnah who says the same thing. Tarovas and Nuksha are Usher. So there's nothing that I could assume that it's the same Tana. The problem with Rav Nachman is that this brisa of kol machmetzes is darshening the pasuk of kol. And it's telling you what is asur, but not chayav kares. Right? And it's only mentioning tarovas. Right? Now, if I hold nuksha is worse than tarovas, he should have put it in. Because it's a misrepresentation. I might say, oh, only Tarovis is Usur the Lav. But I know Nuksha's worse, so Nuksha probably is Usur Karis. Probably Chayav Karis on. You understand? If you're laying out your whole theory and you're saying from this Pasuk of Kol, there's only an Isur Lav on Tarovis, and there's no Isur Karis on Tarovis. B'cham, it's Gomor, has Nisakares, and I know that there's something worse than Taroves, so how do I know where it is? I mean, it implies that Nuksha should be Kares. So that's what those are saying. If the Tana of this mission really held Nuksha was worse than Taroves, it would be irresponsible to write Taroves is Belav and not say what the Allah is by Nuksha. Because it would imply that it's since we know it's worse, and he's not saying, and he's not removing it from Kares, it would imply it's Kares. Right? But Rabbi Meir was just dealing with a particular case. What do you do with the Seyor? Burn it. Don't eat it. And then, he's not going through drushes of what is into what category. In the Mishnah, that's where he's doing that. And in the Mishnah, it makes it clear that Nuksha and Taro is a beloved. Question, okay? So what's the conclusion? Are we done with this? Tamaloma, Kikol, Alchem is Dog and Gomor. Yeah. Man, Shamatle, Domar, Al Iruvo, Beloved, Rabbi Eliezer. So it really is a disproof of Rav Nachman, right? Ve'ilu Nuksha Beni, Lokomar. Shema Minon, Nuksha, Rabbi Eliezer, Leislei. Right, so you said, Rav Nachman said, the Tana is Rabbi Eliezer. But I found a brisa that says that only Nuksha, that only Tarovas is Asur. And if Nuksha was worse, like Tosa said, it should have said it to tell you that it's not Kares. So you see, Rabbi Eliezer holds. So you see that what? You see that what? Let's just tie up all the loose ends now. So you see that what? That Rabbi Eliezer holds what? Tarovas is Asur and Nuksha is not. So what does that show you? Correct. And? That's right. And that what? Right. And that Tarovas is worse than Nuksha. Tarovas is worse than Nuksha.
How do you conclude that he doesn't hold
Nuksha?
Yeah.
Of course he doesn't say it. He says, V'nuksha v'ilu nuksha b'ini lokoma. He didn't say it in the Braiser.
Maybe it's just equal.
No, that's what Tosa says. If it was equal, it'd have to tell you that it's equal, because you would. There's no svara that it's equal. I mean, listen. This is what's interesting about Rashi. This is what's interesting about what Rashi's saying about the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that when Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda argue about whether Nuksha is worse or Tarovas is worse, they don't believe that that's subject to machlokas. Right? They don't believe that that's the subject of a machlokas tonight. That is a fact. That's a halachic fact. That's purely in their concept of the gradations of chametz is not subject to either one of them to machlokas. The only question is, like Chaim is pointing out, the only question is, I have these gradations of chametz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, goes what from lowest to highest? Nuksha tarovas chametz, right? And the machlokas simply is, where does kol pick up? Right? At what point does kol reference? According to Rabbi Eliezer, kol references what? Just tarovas. And according to Rabbi Meir, nuksha. Right? That's what the Baal HaMor explains. We'll take a look at the Baal HaMor. That's what the Baal HaMor explains. That Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir are arguing about how much kol is referring to. Since I know there are three levels. There's chametz gomor, and then one level lower is tarovas, and one level lower is nuksha. Is kol coming to include tarovas or even nuksha? I don't want to discuss that machlokas today, though. That's not what we're discussing. What we want to think about today more is the machlokas of Nachman and Rav Yehuda. What is the natural progression from chametz gomor? What's the next step down? Taroves chametz or nuksha? According to Rav Nachman, it goes taroves nuksha chametz. According to Rav Yehuda, it goes nuksha taroves chametz. Right? The Gemara, everybody, by the way, seems to completely. Rav Nachman practically doesn't exist anymore. If you look through all the Rishonim, nobody ever discussed Rav Nachman. Apparently, everybody agrees that he was knocked off by this Brisa, and he's not even mentioned practically at all. So in terms of if you go through with Rishonim, everybody's just accepting as a fact that Nuksha is less than Taroves. But anyway, but he is Rav Nachman. And let's just think for a minute about Chametz. Okay, let's just think about Chametz for a minute. It's an interesting type of an iser, right? Not your typical Machal Sasuras. Why? Because it's not any particular, it's not a particular object, right? It's not really a particular entity. It means say, it's not like most machalos asuros are a certain substance, like chelev, dam. Nevela, right? Chelev, dam, let's take those cases, those are easy. Chelev, dam, treif animals, right? To behemoth tmeya, right? I mean, it's a certain type of an entity, right? A certain type of an entity. So you'll say, but what? But chametz is a little different, right? Chametz is a little different. What's the difference between chametz and matzah? As I say, what's the difference between most malchus surahs? I say, well, there's a substantial difference. I mean, this is one substance. This is another. Chelev is one type of a thing. Shuman is another kind of a thing. They're just intrinsically different substances, right? They're different substances. But you can't. There's no difference in the substance. I mean, it's both chametz. It's both dog and gomor. Chametz and matzah are both dog and gomor. That's not the feature. The feature that makes it chametz, makes it usher and mutter, is not found in the substance, right?
Can't you say the same thing about a cow? Whether it's the same cow, but it's just a matter of what's in the lungs. Whether that determines whether it's a treif or whether it's good. So here, it's just a different. Different aspect in the degree.
The truth of the matter is the cow question is a bit reversed in truth, because the cow is really treif. You have to be machshir. Cow is really treif. As a matter of fact, you say chazakah if you have a question of the kashrus of something in terms of the question of a shechita or something. You say that there's a chazakah that it was treif. Chazakah that is not, that's asur b'achila. Right? The chazakah that's asur b'achila. In terms of kashrus, you can only say the min of behemoth is kashrus. If this particular animal is kashrus treif, has to do with the question of whether there's the proper hechsher occurred to it. But in terms of the system, there are minim. You can say there are mine behema. Now, just because it's a min that's kosher doesn't mean it's going to be mutter to eat in every instance, right? But the underlying phenomenon is you can say there are different minim. But chametz is different in that sense. Chametz is different in that sense. It's not a different min in terms of. Biology, right? It's not a different min in terms of in terms of in the substantial sense, right? It's a different min in what? It's a different min. Let me put it this way: when I'm categorized animals, right? How am I categorizing based on species, right? Let's say simply. Let's say in a simple way, based on certain based on species, correct? How am I categorizing between chametz and matzah? It's not a species question, right? So what is it? It's a certain right. It's a certain form, correct? It's a certain form. It's a certain different kind of. It's a certain form, correct? And more precisely, certain form of food. Right? The chilek exists. The chilek exists. What makes it the difference between chametz and matzah is not in the min, not in the min of its existence, but it's in the different form of food. There are minim in terms of the way they exist with regard to food, not in terms of biology, right? Bread and matzah are different categories of ochel, whereas chazer and parah are different categories of animal, right? Yeah, go ahead. Right. No, just one more time. In other words, by the other machalosuris, you say you're identifying objective things, right? Saying there are different types of animals, pigs, cows, whatever it is. And the pig's never going to turn into a cow, and vice versa. All right, you have interesting questions if a pig gives birth to a cow, but pigs and they don't switch, right? That's or you have body parts. You have the gid anasha, a certain body part. A chelev is a body part, right? These parts are asur. These parts are mutter. Those are the chilukim that you find. But by chametz, you don't have that type of a chiluk. It's a different kind of a chiluk. In terms of the species, it's all dagon. In terms of the min, it's all dagon. Right? So you can't identify the min. So what is it? It's a certain process that occurs that's an oser. Right? It's not a regular machos asuros that goes down to minim. It's really a certain process. It's a process of chimutz that creates a different shem of ochel. Right? The process of chimutz creates a different kind of an ochel. Yeah. Similar. Right. Right. It is more similar to a basa b'cholov. They both heter, and then through an eruv of bishul, they become aser. But so it comes out like this. It's a certain process within food that produces the shame chametz. Right? Yeah. So that's the machlokas over here between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, he holds what? Taroves is more chomer. Why?
Lacking as far as chametz.
Right. So he says fundamentally, correct. Fundamentally, chametz is a type of a food. So chametz itself is where the chametz itself is an ochel. But you can be your marbe. What are you marbe? Your marbe where the chametz is not an ochel in its own right, because it's nisarev and nimuach, right? But it still exists as, so it's reduced. It's reduced from being chametz gomor, because it's not an ochel in its own right. You don't have a kizayis of a bidei chilas pras. But that's the riboy. The riboy says not only chametz in its own right, right, but even kol machmetzes, even where it loses its own independent shame of ochel, but it's still in the category of ochel. You understand? The next reduction would be where it loses its own internal definition of ochel, because it's not a kezayis b'gedei achilas pras, but it still is, they still are b'nei achilu shasiyah. Meaning it still is in the overall category of an ochel. That's where it's nisar v'nimuach. But, and Rav Nachman holds, no. Rav Nachman holds, the ikar is what? The ikar is what? Is the process itself. The process itself. So, the chametz gomor is a certain, is ochel that was processed a certain way. It's where the process is chal in a food. But what's the next step? What's the next reduction? Where the process is fully expressed in not a food. Let's think this through. You're saying, in other words, you have two things. You have two things in chametz gomor. It's a type of a food that a certain process is fully expressed within. Understand? It's a type of a food that is the result of a kind of a process. Right? Chimutz is a kind of a process. It's a fermentation. It's a fermentation. Fermentation is not unique to foods. Fermentation can happen anywhere. So chametz emerges, the full shem chametz emerges as the result of a process of fermentation within a context of ochlin. That's lechem. Lechem is a fermented isa, right? That produces a certain kind of an ochel. So now the ochel itself has two things. There's two qualities. It exists b'toras ochlin, and it also exists as an expression of fermentation. Correct? Now that's where this is the cause of the machlokas. When you're going to reduce to the next level, Rabbi according to Rav Yehuda, you'd remove the intrinsic quality of, according to Rav Yehuda, the next level would be partaking of ochel in a reduced way. Right? Because the main thing is now that chametz as an identity is a type of an ochel. So if there's another way for it to exist, b'toras ochlin, that's a less of a reduction than to take it out of its category and completely. Right? Essentially, it's a food qualified by the fermentation. So I could say the main one is where the food is the main ingredient. But it's also usher to eat it not only as the main ingredient, but even as a part of a, but even as a, even b'maisa achiva, even as part of a maisa achiva, right? Whereas Rav Nachman holds no, the differential, what makes chametz, what the ikar is the process, of fermentation. So the next thing would be where it's expressed fully, but in a slightly different context.
So what's wrong with tarovis?
That's ra.
Huh?
What's wrong with tarovis?
How does the process express itself better in nuksha than in tarovis?
Because once you get down to tarovis, now you're losing the cheftza. You don't have the cheftza as an entity anymore. Right? Now the chametz dagan gomor is only a secondary, it's less than a kezayis b'gedei achilas pras. You don't have the full substance of the thing. And the thing you're eating now is essentially not chametz. Now, the quality of chametz is a very minor role in the nesarif. It's mainly the other thing. It's less than a sixth of the whole thing.
That doesn't seem to be the cause of because that the ikar is of chametz is a process. It just seems because there's a substance.
Correct. Correct.
But what does the process have? What does the process have of being the ikar have to do with anything with that?
Because he's saying like this. He's saying since the Iker is... No, it's to go to Taroves, you'd have to say that because it exists essentially in Achila, I can include it in Achila in a secondary way. Right? But if you're looking at it simply as a type of a substance, and this Arev in less than the Kazayas Bikate Achilas Pras means I basically, in terms of Halacha, I lost the substance. I lost the identity of the substance in its own right. So how could you say that that's the closest that's the next step to the substance? To lose the substance? No. To modify the way it exists is the next thing. In other words, you the question is, what is the underlying existence? If the underlying existence is Bitoris Ochlin, then I can modify the status of Ochlin. If the underlying existence is the fermentation, then I can modify the way it's expressed. It's primarily expressed in Ochlin, but it can also be secondarily expressed in another form. Let's think it over a little bit. You hear where I'm going now?
You mean the fermentation as it creates a substance?
Right. So chametz gomor is where the fermentation creates something b'toras Ochlin fully. But then I say, you know what? Not only the real chametz, where it expresses itself in Ochlin, but even another expression of chametz. That's kol machmetzis. Even a secondary expression, even another expression of chametz. Even when it doesn't express itself in the right, but as according to Rav Yehuda, it would mean not only when chametz exists primarily b'toras Ochlin. You understand? It's a totally different question. But even when it exists secondarily, b'toras Ochlin. According to Rav Nachman, when you're going for the Riboy, you're going to say, the next logical step you're going to say is, according to everybody, the next logical step is a modification of the original. Right? But if you hold that it's essentially Ochlin, then it's going to be a modification as an ochel. And if you say it's essentially the process, then you're going to say it's a modification in how it's expressed. That last part is not clear. I think it was clear the other way. It would be the same thing. The point of Nachman, tarovas of chametz is just like tarovas of chalev. If I take chalev and I melt it down and it becomes less than the kazayas b'kedei achilas pras, in another food, it's not going to be usher. Why? Because you're losing the cheftza. And if you're losing the cheftza, there's no representation of chimutz. Correct. Because chimutz, right? Is that what you mean? You don't have to, doesn't have to do with the chimutz. You don't have to put it into a chimutz terminology. That's normal. That's ordinary. That if the cheftza, for instance, even in terms of like tumma, even in terms of tumma, if you have a kezias that's not b'kedei achilas pras, you wouldn't say it's you don't have the shear of the of tumah. We just don't, we don't consider it to be existing in its be'ain anymore.
It still exists in the world of Oprah.
Yeah, no, nuksha is still edible. It's still edible. It's just not roy. That it's not primarily roy though. It's not nisal mechilas kelev. It's just you can eat it b'dchak. If you really were starving, you would eat it. That's like the thing I said, like with Moshe, the perfumes are like a nuksha, because a bum would drink it. A bum who's really desperate for alcohol would drink it. No, they do. No, the point is that's why they're related to each other. Because they are both deviations from the primary. Okay? And one is a deviation that is more... One is a deviation that retains an essential component, and one is a deviation that doesn't. So if I say even a deviation that doesn't contain the primary idea is usur, then certainly a deviation that still contains the primary idea is usur. Look, the Torah can do what it wants. Right? Torah can do what it wants, but there's nothing. You can't say it can't include things that are different from chametz gomor. Well, we just have to know what it's doing, right? So if it says if there's an idea of a primary category of chametz gomor that you chayev kares on, and then there are inclusions for deviations, then I have to say what kind of give grades to the deviations. There's a deviation that takes it out of the category more than some deviations take it out of the category more than others, right? So if I see the Torah is so chomor, if I see that the Torah considers chametz so is such a chomor iser, that even a deviation that doesn't have a remnant of the essence is of the primary essence is usher, then certainly deviations that do include it are usher, right? Okay, take a look at the Bala more if you want. Should we continue this tomorrow? No, it's for the next step. Take a look at the Bala more. Okay, we'll have to read. We have to define this more clearly. But there's the problem is a lot of things are connected. It's hard to pull that one thing. Your mind is bothered by other problems. So the problem that's bothering a lot of guys here is the machlokas of Eliezer and Reb Meir, right? Because there's one drasha of Kol, and they both agree that Nuksha is a less likely candidate than Tarovas for inclusion. So what's the machlokas? Whether Kol is referring to Nuksha or Tarovas? Right?
The question is really on the person who says that it includes Nuksha.
Why
would
you correct.
Want
to correct.
More than the first line?
Correct. Right? B-Mac? Right? That's what's bothering you.
Why is Nuksha more likely? Why would Mayor and Remy Eliezer agree that Nuksha is more likely candidate?
Less likely.
Less likely.
Because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda knows that Rabbi Eliezer and Mayor are arguing. That's his whole proof.
Right.
It's not Rabbi Eliezer. Right, so he knows, and Rashi says there's only one chance to include anything, Kol. Right, so it comes out according to Rav Yehuda, even though Nuksha is more Kal and whatchamacallit, and Tarovus is more Chomor, and there's only one Ribui of Kol, right? According to Rav Meir, he jumps right to Nuksha. He jumps all the way to Nuksha, and according to Rav Eliezer, he plays it close. He only goes to Tarovus. Right? But what's the machlokas? Logically, Chaim was saying it would seem that Rabbi Eliezer is right. If you have a reboy of Kol, why don't you go to the next logical thing? Why does Rabbi Meir jump all the way to Nuksha? Right? That's why, yeah. So that's the Bala Mor takes up that point.